Voices of Val Brigham, this time on Culture File, filtered through the writing of Kevin Curran. Alongside his career as a school teacher in Val Brigham, Curran works as a writer observing life in Ireland's youngest and most diverse town. His 2013 novel Beatsploitation was the first Irish novel to centre African experience of living here. His latest novel Youth gathers four teenage voices of Val Brigham in a coming-of-age story that is, Curran says, checked for accuracy by the same youth. The audiobook version animates the novel's characters with the help of a cast which includes Gabriel Adewusi, who plays Angel, a would-be barber at a crossroads. Adewusi, who's also appearing in this summer's Druid O'Casey trilogy, came to Culture File Towers along with Kevin Curran to talk about representing Val Brigham.
Palumi storms into my gaff, big vexed head on him. Isaac's with him. Only he walks down the hall in Palumi's shadow, all quiet and shy. No lie, but then Isaac looks into the kitchen and says, "All right, Gloria." My man flicks the dishcloth over her shoulder and gives a big wave back like she's hyped the lads are stalling it up here. She's not.
Youth comes from, I think, 10 years. It can only come from 10 years as a teacher in Val Brigham. I'm from Val Brigham, but I've also been teaching there for years. This book couldn't have been written 10 years ago. It could only be written now. It's just from observing kids in action over the last 10 years. You know, the book itself is just four different characters. Tanya, who's 16, Angel, who's 18, Princess, who's 17, and Dean, who's 17. And it's just four kids on the street of Val Brigham walking around unbeknownst to each other, like passing each other on the street, and then they start to, as all stories do, they start to make links and connections and they come together, and when their paths cross, things happen. But it came about from just observing kids in my hometown of Val Brigham. There's a line I like to say nowadays, that, you know, Val Brigham is currently Ireland's youngest town and most diverse town, and so I like to say it is literally Ireland's future now. And how that plays out on the streets and in the school I teach in is fascinating to me, and I think it's I genuinely think it's an exciting time. And what I see in front of me in the school I teach in and in Val Brigham and on the streets, it's an exciting time for Ireland, and it's a different time, a challenging time, but it's exciting and it's one that's full of hope. So that's where it came out of, the story.
The Black Irish kind of community in Ireland, I mean, it's obviously not a situation where absolutely everyone knows each other, but you know, first, second, third degrees, do you know what I mean? I know lads from Val Brigham. I know some of the lads, actually, funny enough, that Kevin would have taught in Val Brigham. I mean, and I'm also kind of really aware of the culture or cultures that many of these guys at the time would have been pulling from in terms of the music they're making, the way they're dressing, the way they're speaking, their interests, things like that. So it is something that I'm aware of. It is something that I've tangentially been around, and it's something that I can recall and was able to really supplement with, obviously, you know, the videos, for example, the research, and like I said, just things that I myself have kind of seen and come across. For that reason, it wasn't a tough character to kind of build and step into, because in a way it felt really familiar, and Kevin's done a great job of writing that voice in a way that makes it feel familiar, that makes it feel like, okay, this makes sense, I can step into it, and I can supplement it with various other things. Everything else aside from that is just, I guess, the other job of an actor is interpreting intent, interpreting decisions, interpreting purpose, interpreting how I feel about the many relationships that I have as the character.
No lie, I glance at the room, see it for like the first time ever. There's way too many picture frames of me and my mom or my nana with me when I was a little baby, and stack little stupid china figures above the fireplace. The coffee table is even made of glass. Oh shit then, Isaac says, slapping his leg. Angel's a driller now, dropping bars.
Angel's just a Val Brigham lad. He's from Val Brigham. He knows nothing other than Val Brigham. It's just that he happens to be Black and Irish, and of course it's going to mean he comes up against different obstacles in his life and as he goes through his life. But the main thing for me was, number one, was he's just a 17-year-old on the streets of Val Brigham, and that's where I met him and that's where I start with him. And it's the same with every other character. Of course, you have to then come down to his level and where he is at in his life, and try as a writer to see where his challenges lie and what he has to meet day to day. And that itself came out, like the character of Angel came out of just literally talking to kids in my class and just being surprised constantly by things they tell you. Little things like going into Super Value, they're being followed. I'm like, all right, okay, yeah, that would never have happened to me when I was growing up. And then small things start to build and you start to see different small stories. Now, they don't make it into the novel itself, but they start to give you a character and give you an experience in Balbriggan that I thought is different and I think needed to be told.
Angel is a dynamic character. He's the character that wants so much more than is available, and he's trapped in the kind of routine, the ruts of the social environment that he's in, and he wants so much more than that. And his entire journey throughout the book is just fighting with himself and fighting against those social kind of strictures that hold him in place. My mom looks into the room, big smile. You boys want some baked plantain chips? Isaac gives a gas thumbs up, but I stare at him. Yeah, no thanks, ma'am, I say. No thanks, Gloria, Isaac says, bottom lip out like he's gonna cry. Palumi, still standing in the middle of the room, just shakes his head, eyes on the rug. My mom's eyebrows nearly lift into her head wrap, and she looks at me as if it's my fault, and I'm gonna get it later. She closes the door behind her without saying anything.
As I can say, as someone who works in the arts, who has not yet found a lot of people to kind of look to, who I can say, oh, you're Black and Irish and have made your way through these kind of murky waters. Yeah. It's a difficult thing to do by yourself. Now, I'm aware that there have been some, but there isn't a landscape of artists that might make it easier, or that might show you what a blueprint might look like of what it means to be Black and have grown up in this culture and have to succeed.
Palumi steps closer, flicks his thumb, sniffles. There's gonna be beef. The room is gonna get smashed up. My mom's gonna come in screaming, batter me in front of the boys. I don't wanna be this. Do this. But man's gotta do what man's gotta do, so I take out my phone.
The kids say to me, like, why is it every book that we read that has a Black character in it has to have slavery involved or, you know, certain words involved? And they're tired of it. And then it got me thinking, like, I'm obviously a white person. The experience doesn't affect me. You know, I don't think about it. But in class, you don't need to be hearing this every time there's a Black character. They're all old books and they deal, you know, with issues that are still relevant today. But the stories are old. And I think I genuinely feel a responsibility as a writer to having access to this town and having access to this world to write it. Because in 20 years' time, someone will say, you know, Kevin, you were living in Balbriggan and you were teaching in Balbriggan in 2023. You didn't think of ever writing about that world that was coming into being and this new, exciting kind of landscape. And for me to say in 20 years' time, oh, no, you know, I was afraid what people would say on Twitter.
Oh, my days!
Gabriel Adarussi there as Angel from the audiobook version of Youth. And I was also talking to the book's author, Kevin Curran. Youth is published by the Lilliput Press.